I'm tempted to make you all stand up and do some jumping jacks. You are very still this morning. Must be the weather. So oppressive. So hot. But here we are at last. We have come to the week when the great secret will be revealed. I can't wait. Now, over the last three Sundays, we have been considering three stories that Jesus told about lost things. Remember story number one? It was about lost sheep. Jesus asked, if one of you, got to emphasize that or you'll miss the secret. If one of you, that means one of you, got it? If one of you has a lost sheep, what would you do? And then he gave us three lessons, remember? Number one, you would drop everything you were doing and go search for your lost sheep. You would make the lost sheep your priority. Remember? Lesson number two, you would search for it diligently, putting forth every required effort until you found it. And lesson number three, when you found the lost sheep, you would not stop searching, by the way, until you found it. But when you found it, you would bring it home and throw one big party. Okay, not you this morning. But that's what Jesus said you would do. You would throw one big party. For joy is not in being found, it is in finding. Got it? Joy is not in being found, it is in finding. Got it? Please nod. Somebody. Come on. Okay, you're going to make me pull teeth, aren't you? It'll take longer, I promise. Now, in story number two, Jesus talked about lost coins. The story was about a woman, a common, ordinary woman, who lost a coin that was worth a whole day's wage. Remember? And Jesus said, if you were that woman, if you were that woman, what would you do? And then he gave us three lessons. Lesson number one, you would make that lost coin your priority. Drop in everything else. Lesson number two, you would search for it diligently, putting forth every required effort until you found it, right? And lesson number three, when you found the lost coin, I know not you this morning, but play with me, please. You would throw a party. Thank you, Frank. Yeah, you throw a party because joy is not being found. Joy is in finding. Okay? That's what we've learned. Okay? We've gone through it twice. And I told you that when Jesus tells you something once, it's important. When he tells you something twice, it's significant. And he spent a lot of time telling those stories so we would notice those three lessons. Are they still up there? Read them again real quick. Got it? Get in your mind. Then, in telling the stories, Jesus wants us to understand that we are to make the lost our priority. Got it? The lost is our priority. For finding the lost brings joy to the heart of God. And having made that point, he turns to story number three, which, by the way, is significantly different. You ready? Hang with me now. In story number three, Jesus said, there was a father. He never connects that father to any of us. The father is not us. The guy who lost the sheep, that's one of you. The woman, that could be any of us. But in the third story, there was a father. And there is a father, folks. He is our father. He is God. And at this very moment, he sits on his throne in heaven and he is watching over all. And this father had two sons. Two very distinct children. You ready? The first one, the older son, was always faithful to his father. He was diligent in his desire to serve his father. He was consistently loyal to the father. He was always trustworthy. He was steady. He was, in fact, the son that every father hopes to have. He was always with the father. But then, there was the younger son, who was by nature wilder. He yearned to be free, to break the bonds which bound him to his father and his father's name and his father's household. He wanted to be his own man, free. So he marched boldly up to his father, and he asked his father to give him his inheritance early, because he wanted to go and make his own way in life without being dependent upon the father. And with a broken heart, I know it was broken, the father gave the younger son what was his right to have: freedom. And the young man took his freedom and all that the father had to give him, and off he went with it to live life his way. And from that moment on, the father in the story had two sons. One who was found, and one who was lost. Now, you know how this works, because you heard stories 1 and 2. See, the father's heart was grieved over the one who was lost. Every day, the father's heart ached for his lost son. Oh, the young man went off and he lived a fast life. He made friends who were all too happy to enjoy his money. But soon everything he had was spent. And his friends proved to be no friends at all. Jesus said that the young man began to be in want. He had no money. He had no friends, so he took a job tending pigs. And Jesus said that the guy was so hungry and had so little that he was tempted to eat the slop he was feeding the pigs. He was lost. He was alone. He was in a bad way. And you know whose fault it was? His. He was lost. And at last, Jesus said, the boy looked at his condition. He came to his senses, for he realized that he would be better back home in his father's house. Oh, he realized that he could never return home to his father as his father's son, for he had already taken his inheritance that was rightfully his and wasted it all. But maybe, he reasoned, just maybe he could convince his father to take him back as a hired hand, for even the hired hands in his father's household were better off than was he. So he gathered up all his stuff and he started home. What he did not know, folks, was that the father's great heart grieved for his lost son. And the father was waiting for him. The father was watching for him every day. Every moment of every day, the father was looking down the lane, hoping to see his lost son coming home. For his lost son's return was the priority of his life. It was the thing he yearned for, the thing the father wanted most. And when at last, the father looked down the lane and saw his lost son coming towards the house, he ran down that lane to that lost boy. He threw his arms around him, and he welcomed him with kisses, the Bible says. Oh, I suspect that the father's eyes were filled with tears of joy and his big heart overflowed, for his son who was lost had come home. Oh, the lost son tried to apologize to the father. He tried to tell his father that he had not come home as a son, for he was unworthy to be called the father's son. But the father would not hear it. The father welcomed his son home. He dressed him as his son should be dressed. He put shoes on his feet and a robe on his back, and he put the ring that belonged to his son on his son's finger. He forgave his lost son for all he had done. And then, folks, he ordered a party. For that which had been lost was found. His son had come home. Oh, hear me today, please. Hear my heart. If you are the lost child of the Father, hear me now. God, our Father, is waiting for you. Right now from his throne, God, our Father, is watching for you. And when you come home to God, our Father, he will welcome you. Oh, dear lost soul, come to the Father today and fill his heart with joy. He will run to you. He will wrap you in his strong, loving arms, and all heaven will rejoice together with our God, because the lost has come home. Oh, please, today, come. But Jesus said that the son who was found came back from working in the fields, his father's fields. And he heard the party going on in the house, so he asked the servants what was happening. And they told him that his brother had come home and that his father had welcomed him as a son. And the son who was found was hurt in his heart. See, he had always been faithful. He had never wandered off. He had never brought dishonor to the father or to the family name. And he was hurt because his father's action seemed to honor his lost brother above him. He folded his arms and he stood in the shadows. He would not go into that party. But oh, the father was watching for him too. And when he saw his father, he went out to him. And putting his arm around his son's shoulders, he said, "Son, everything that I have belongs to you. Everything. But I had to throw a party because that which was lost has been found." See, the Father is always faithful. And those already found lose nothing when the lost come home. Because our Father is always faithful. So you ready now? Here it comes. The part I have been dying to tell you for 2 Sundays. At last it is here. See, we who are found are charged by the Father to search for the lost. We are to search. They are to be our priority. We are to make every effort to find the lost because we know the secret. Joy is not in being found. It is finding. For finding the lost touches the heart of God. Oh my. See, the problem in story number 3 is that the found son did not go searching for his lost brother. He was, in essence, content to leave the lost lost. God waits. We are to do the searching while our Father waits. He waits for the lost to come home. And when they come home, He throws His arms around them in welcome. Oh, He waits today for you, and He watches for the lost one to come. And God welcomes the lost, forgiving all their sin. And when He welcomes them, those of us who are found lose nothing. For our Father is always. Oh, how we have missed the point, church. We think God's going to search for him. We think he's going to go roam over the earth looking for the lost when he has said to his faithful sons and daughters, you and me, find them. Make them your priority and bring them home. He waits. He watches. He welcomes. You know what else he does? He parties. He rejoices when one lost soul comes home. Oh, lost one. Do you see him? Waiting for you, watching for you. Oh, don't you want his arms around you in welcome? Come home. And all you found ones, get ready to join the party together, lost and found. Let us this day enter the joy of our great Father's heart. Now we're going to sing a song. And while we're singing that song, Ken Martin, I need you to come stand right there. You're going to stand right there. Jeff, you're going to come and stand right here. Okay, right here. And here's what happens. We're going to stand up. We're going to sing the song. If it moves you to come because you know in your heart that you are lost and to come home to the Father, come now to them and they will pray with you and you will feel the joy of God flood your heart. And those of us who found will join in your joy because indeed God and all heaven will rejoice if you just come. Let's sing.